صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. الحمد لله عز وجل. Allah has blessed us once again with this beautiful month of Safar al-Muzaffar, which is dedicated to our Sayyidi Imam Ahmad Rida Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, known as Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayh. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh's life is so beautiful that Alhamdulillah us as Muslims can take so many lessons from the life of this great personality. He Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh was also a Hafidhul Quran as well as an Alim-e-Din and a great Mufti of Islam. Subhanallah, his becoming Hafidh is something very beautiful to hear about. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh was not a Hafiz initially. However, people would address Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh with the title of Hafiz. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh then decided that he would like to by heart the Holy Quran. And so, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, daily, within a short period, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh would learn one para of the Holy Quran to the extent that over a 30-day period, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh became a hafiz of the Holy Quran. Subhanallah. Indeed, he had understood the deen very beautifully. He had understood the respect for Allah and the respect for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam very well. And Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was always there to stand up for the greatness of Allah and for the dignity of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. Whenever anyone would utter anything that would be disrespectful towards Allah or his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the first one that would stand up, that would pick up his pen in defense of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in the defense of the greatness of Allah, was Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. He expressed his extreme love for Allah and the beloved servant of Allah Azza wa Jal. This extreme love of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ali for the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is seen in his beautiful piece of poetry, in his beautiful book of poetry known as Hadaiq-e-Bakhshish. Subhanallah, where Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh had put pen to paper in expressing his love for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And looking into Hadaiq-e-Bakhshish, alhamdulillah, there are many shuruhat, there are many explanations showing how Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh expressed his love, but not just on the basis of love, but on the basis of using the Holy Quran and the hadith of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, speaking of the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well as his love and the love that we should have for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, in this era, in this time, if you want to learn love for Allah, love for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then look at the personality and the works of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. And looking at his works, inshallah, we will develop a strong love for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that would help us to inculcate the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam into our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to study this personality and to follow this personality in this path of love for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen bi jahin nabiyil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina wa habibina wa mawlana Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.